News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An accused Russian spy held by the United States on charges of infiltrating Republican Party circles to provide information to Russia has reached a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty. Court records examined on Monday show that Maria Butina, arrested in July and detained since then, will appear in a Washington court as soon as Tuesday, although the criminal offenses to which she is expected to plead guilty were not disclosed. The U.S. Justice Department has alleged that Butina was a covert Russian agent. They allege that her work in the U.S. was directed by a former Russian lawmaker sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for his alleged ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The detained Huawei Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou says she should be released on bail in Canada over health concerns while waiting on a hearing for extradition to the United States. Correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Meng is not only CFO, she's also the daughter of the founder of Huawei, one of China's key tech companies. It's the world's biggest supplier of networking hardware. China has demanded Meng's immediate release.
Neither Canada nor the U.S. has provided China with any evidence that Meng has broken any law in those two countries.
Her arrest has put global markets on edge, with investors worried it could sabotage any chance of a trade deal between Washington and Beijing. On Sunday, China's foreign ministry summoned the U.S. ambassador to lodge a, quote, strong protest over the arrest and to tell the U.S. to withdraw its warrant. In a sworn affidavit, Meng said she is innocent.
Crews in several southern U.S. states are working Monday to clear roads and restore electricity after a strong storm dumped snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Parts of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Tennessee were affected. This is VOA News. The European Court of